Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, 8 years on, and Brexit is still having an impact on trade, with the latest restrictions due to come into effect on the 31st of January. So what will the added red tape mean for businesses exporting to Britain, and what's been done to soften the blow? Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So tell us what's happening at the end of this month.
Well, here we are 8 years on, pretty much this June, from the Brexit vote, and it's still having an impact on trade with Britain. So government has launched a campaign to warn about new UK import controls, which are due to come into force, as you said, at the end of this month. These are going to add extra paperwork and possibly cost to businesses, especially agri-food. So these are businesses selling into the British market. Essentially, if you're an Irish exporter impacted, you're going to have to lodge customs declarations with the UK authorities from all goods exported. In the animal and food sector, there's going to be export certificates, which will be needed for some. These have to be verified by vets. And what all of this could mean is prices for some Irish goods on the shelves in British supermarkets could go up. So the UK represents just under 40% of our total food exports here. So it's a very significant market.
All right, so it sounds complicated, and it also sounds very concerning for those exporters from Ireland. And you spoke to a business here selling into that market, and they say they are likely to be further impacted in the coming weeks.
I spoke with Maxine High, General Manager of Ballymaloe Foods. So they manufacture, as we know, relish, pasta sauces. About 20% of their business is export. Half of that is into the UK market. They are not likely to be impacted by the need for certificates to be signed off by vets, so they're likely to avoid that, but they are likely to face delays and additional charges. I asked her first, Claire, to cast her mind back to pre-Brexit days and tell me what trade was like compared to now.
Well, I suppose it was very simple, as simple as it is nowadays to ship pallets over to Germany. Unfortunately, there's a bit of extra paperwork now. There's a delay. It takes a little bit longer. And a processing fee. So all of the hauliers would add a processing fee now to every order. All of that, I suppose, adds a little bit of cost to our product. And as you know, our products in the supermarket industry, we compete on cents and pence in the UK, you know.
So you're having to add post-Brexit a couple of pence onto the cost of your product as it sits on the supermarket shelf.
Yes, we would have to. Yeah. And as you know, the obviously huge costs that food businesses and manufacturing have faced recently with packaging ingredient increases. We are like a small island on the edge of Europe. So that also, you know, makes us a higher cost base.
And tell me, in terms of delays and processing, so the paperwork, is it time consuming? I mean, can you give me a sense of what's involved?
The hauliers have gotten much better, so they are now doing the paperwork for us, and I guess that's why there's the added fee. In fairness, news is coming that it's going to get a bit quicker for our type of product, so hopefully that comes through. Also, all of this has been such a headache in the discovery phase when all of the unknown was going on, the amount of webinars we did.
We can see now that new UK controls are going to kick into gear later on this month. So how are you preparing for that? And at this stage, do you know what that's going to mean for you?
I guess what the unknown is will it cause delays for all of imports at the ports? We're not sure yet. So another added concern. But the SPS controls shouldn't affect Ballymaloe Foods products as we know at this time.
That's Maxine Hyde from Ballymaloe Foods. Now, Brian, she mentioned the delays and this processing fee charged by freight companies. So do we know how those new controls are going to work for the transport side?
I suppose if we think back to the early days of Brexit, I mean, I remember being on a truck going across to England, and we had initial queues to get on ferries. There was talk of having to hugely expand infrastructure at ports. Some of that has happened, but a huge amount of preparatory work went into making sure businesses like hauliers were Brexit ready, were compliant. And that means that they feel they're now better able to respond to challenges such as these controls which are coming in a couple of weeks. Now, Aidan Flynn is Chief Executive of Freight Transport Association of Ireland, and he spoke to me about what lays in store in the weeks ahead.
Brexit keeps on giving and delivering challenges for the freight distribution logistics sector. So the latest changes that are coming about as a consequence of Brexit really affects the exporters in the agri-food sector. There's going to be additional requirements to pre-notify exports, give at least 24 hours notice to the UK importer. of intention to send goods from Ireland to Great Britain. So this is going to have challenges for very complex supply chains. There's going to be requirements for health certificates to accompany loads of products of animal origin, agri-food products as well. So this adds, you know, costs, challenges in terms of timing, and not just for factories and producers and manufacturers, but also for hauliers, because hauliers will not be able to get on a ferry at Dublin or Rosslare destined for British ports unless they have what's known as a goods movement reference number.
And essentially what we're talking about here, apart from added time and paperwork, is added cost, aren't we?
All of these challenges are there for everybody to see. And these are just more costs on top of costs. Very much reliant on you know, people working together, that we work together, we prepare as best we possibly can over the coming weeks.
Has that communication been good enough, do you think?
Well, I think we all suffer from a little bit of apathy. And Brexit was such a challenge, as I mentioned, it's 8 years. Whilst it hasn't been fairly intensive for all of that period of time. So I think the learning in the Irish supply chain at that time is going to stand us in good stead come the end of January. But notwithstanding, it is going to pose those challenges. But that apathy exists a little bit. And, you know, we're going to see a requirement for a significant increase in volumes of health certificates for local authorities and small to medium businesses. You know, I think are at risk of, you know, not fully understanding what the consequences of these new requirements are going to be.
So clearly Aidan does feel that there might be added costs, but he says the industry is ready, Brian, for these changes at the end of the month.
Yes, and clearly there have been significant issues to be addressed. But in terms of trade between the Republic and Britain, I mean, freight goods are moving between the two areas. I put that to him. I mean, are they moving as well as can be expected?
Yeah, I think, and I think that's a real positive for us as a nation and in terms of our supply chain. And, you know, perhaps the word resilience is overused a little bit, but we are a very professional industry with very professional organizations working within it. But, you know, it doesn't come with a cost. And I think that cost piece is massively important. I think we got away with it a little bit in terms of not having these checks and requirements and access to the British market. It was inevitable that these had to come in. I think planning has gone in, particularly in the bigger organisations who will have the economies of scale to be able to adapt and change to all of this. But, you know, Ireland is dependent on our small to medium industries and businesses. And yeah. We need to make sure that everybody is on the same page and ready, because any little tweak or difficulty can have significant consequences for their viability into the future.
Just finally, Aidan, what is the big thing that you are doing differently now? What's your biggest headache, in other words?
There's plenty of headaches, I suppose. I think having to deal with these new trade requirements for our biggest neighbour, our biggest market, is significant. It's driven innovation, but it has increased the cost of doing business. There's no doubt about it. But we have seen that preparation that we put into Brexit really standing us in good stead as a country to deal with the issues COVID posed. From our competitive perspective, we're very competitive on a global scale. You know, that preparation and work, as I said, that we've done over the last nearly a decade now is really standing us in good stead into the future.
So that's Aidan Flynn, Chief Executive of Freight Transport Association of Ireland. And Brian, you also got in touch with the Department of Foreign Affairs. So what did they have to say?
Well, they said the government has ruled out a communications campaign to raise awareness now amongst Irish audiences of these new rules, including a local and regional media and social media advertising campaign. They're engaging with stakeholders through webinars, briefings, training programmes. In fact, the Taoiseach is going to convene a Brexit Stakeholders Forum on the 29th of January. UK authorities have been running specific engagements as well, including webinars, and the government has promoted and encouraged Irish stakeholders to join these. So there's more information available on gov.ie/Brexit.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brexit still having a big impact 8 years on. Now, coming up next on the programme, we're going to be talking about the continuing protest in Ballinrobe.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.